WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics pre-alcohol probiotic drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at ZBiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's ZBiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
The TV series called Woke has an unusual premise. It's about a cartoonist who experiences a racial and political awakening after an episode of police violence.
Don't move.
Central, lead the suspect.
Six-foot-tall
black male. Over.
What's in the
Justice
bag?
Stapler.
He's got a weapon.
No, just a stapler. Who's that? No. You got the wrong guy.
Stop resisting.
Lamorne Morris plays Keith, who's based on the show's creator, Keith Knight. Knight draws the K Chronicles and other syndicated strips, and he's contributed to The New Yorker as well. Now, the world of cartooning, as you might imagine, is pretty small. So Emily Flake, a fellow cartoonist, wanted to talk with Keith Knight about what it means to break into television.
I haven't seen you since Mocha. Maybe last year or the year before. Remember comics festivals?
I know. It's such a... And Mocha was actually the first time where I got the idea that I had accomplished something with the show, which I had already shot the pilot. And there were so many cartoonists that came up to me and said, I can't believe you actually filmed a pilot. That was the first time I was like, oh man, if all the big New Yorker cartoonists are telling me this, then
right, yeah,
we might be getting somewhere.
Yeah. I do want to go back and get a basic overview of like the narrative of the show. So tell me the basics of the television show Woke.
Okay. The gist is that Keith Knight, the character inspired by myself, is just about to make it. He's on the verge of making it big with a very innocuous... is it innocuous? Is that the right word? Like a very milquetoast, mild comic strip called Toast and Butter. And but then he has a wake-up call where he gets profiled by the police in a very harsh way, and it triggers something in him. And we call it opening a third eye. And inanimate objects start to be animated. So we start seeing inanimate objects, and they're telling him about gentrification, about PTSD, and about, you know, poisoning the black community, like all these different things.
None of this makes sense.
Keefe K, where you going? I know you hear me. Down here, my brother. That's right. I'm a talking trash can. I got eyes. I got a nose. I can smell things. I stink sometimes. I'm a trash can. And that ain't even close to normal, but you ain't even close to normal. Not anymore.
Oh, this is, come on, Keith, this is all wrong.
I tell you what's wrong. Those man bun co-opting gentrifying devils. That ain't no barbershop in there. That's a Negro land section of some hipster magical kingdom. Everybody's so fascinated with whiskey. What's left for a budding black man if we can't go to the barbershop? Therapy? You know we don't trust doctors. Spin class? We don't ride bicycles that don't go nowhere.
So it's this guy's journey to sort of come to terms with what's going on with him.
Was it weird to sort of like relinquish control over your world? Like if something is drawn so much from your own autobiographical experiences, I feel like it's a whole... different level of personal to you than, you know, than a novel you wrote or something like that. It's just like the character has your name.
In many ways it is. Like, essentially what we're doing is taking 30, 35 years of my life and putting it in an 8-episode season. And
no pressure.
Yeah. And so everything is exaggerated or sort of, you know, dramatized. Mm-hmm. You know, my incident that happened with the police was not as hardcore as the incident in the show, you know? When I hung up...
Do you want to talk about that incident at all?
Sure. I was hanging up posters for my band in a Richmond district of San Francisco. And yeah, a cop car pulls up across Fulton Street, jumps out. What are you doing? And I just turned around and said, I'm hanging up posters and I have a stapler and I'm going to put it down here. And, he got on the radio and said, we have the suspect. And I said, what suspect? Somebody's been reporting somebody robbing houses in the neighborhood. I said, what's the description? They said 6-foot-tall black male. And that was it, nothing else. And I had huge head of hair that, like, I looked like Sideshow Bob. And it wasn't so much as traumatizing for me as, because they didn't throw me down. They didn't have a gun to my head or anything. But my white roommate was on a bus and he saw it from the bus. And he jumped off the bus and ran at the cops, screaming and yelling, going, get the F away from him, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, take it easy, bud. Take it slow.
Right.
Like they were treating him, I don't know, like he was the manager. And that to me was the most traumatizing thing, which was
absolutely
the cops are working for him.
Mm-hmm.
They are not working for me.
I didn't do anything. I was just walking and then Gunther showed up and he took on the entire SFPD by himself.
Yes, I did. I was pissed, dude. You should have saw me. I was all up in this cop's face when I like grabbed his wrist.
Yeah.
Probably bruised it.
They should have shot you.
No. Yeah, didn't
bro.
Have to do that.
Well, they would have. You know, if he was black. Houston, we have a problem. This woke.
And I had been doing stuff about, you know, police brutality and racism, you know, long before that. But it made me double and triple down on the stuff that I was doing at that point.
I was going to say, let's talk about your sensibility for listeners who might not be familiar, like, with your work or with the comic that the show is based on. What would you say is, like, the actually, I'm just going to let you talk about your sensibility for a second without asking a leading question.
Well, you know, I'll say it in the way it's been described. It's accessible yet subversive. So, you know, it's very approachable, but there's definitely a sort of indie FU type of attitude, which I totally see in your work, which is like you have this particular art style and it's very approachable. But I really like how, you know, you'll throw an FU in there. Like,
so, yeah, it's like taking a light approach to heavy subjects. One of my favorite strips of yours is this recent one, Keep Calm and Karen On. Your character is just sitting, hanging outside next to his mailbox. And this white lady busybody comes up and starts giving you trouble. Now, obviously, this is alluding to so much unpleasantness, but it has the drawing has kind of the visual sensibility more of like a fun Sunday cartoon that makes you sort of lulls you into thinking that, you know, it's just going to be funny. And then you realize it's talking about something very serious.
I always just found that, like, you know, making people laugh and then punching them in the face with like a serious issue is the way to work. And so I just approach these particular issues through humor, but
I think accessible yet subversive is the best thing you could possibly put on a business card.
Yeah, I know. I wish we had uses for business cards.
Right, seriously. But you know, you and I both come, you know, we're both Gen Xers. We both come from like the alt-weekly world. I feel like coming from alt weeklies. Like, there was a freedom that came with that just because of the nature of alt weeklies. And I guess to back up, in case there are any young people listening, alt weeklies being alternative news weeklies that circulated in major cities. Because I am an old person, they were absolutely crucial to my life in the 90s.
Yeah. But Village Voice, Austin Phoenix, San Francisco Bay Guardian. I think, you know, when I got out of college, I just thought that being a cartoonist meant you got a daily comic strip in the daily newspaper. And it wasn't until I moved to San Francisco and I discovered all these, you know, undergrounds and indie publications, and they had all these different formats. And I was like, oh, wow, I can talk about this, and I can use profanity, and I can talk about. So it was very freeing.
And so in some ways, I feel like you straddle a lot of different genres, like in terms of autobio, it's a political strip, et cetera, et cetera. Like, do you think it's possible to have an autobiographical cartoon as a Black person in America without it being political?
That's interesting. I think he makes the point in the show that why can't, as a person, an artist of color, why can't I do comics just that aren't political? Like, why can't I just do stuff about? And in many ways, that's a burden, because that is the dilemma of an artist that is a person of color, which is, do you work exclusively for the cause, or do you create escapist work? So, like, you know, this is happening all the time. So why not create something to take your mind away from it, to take your mind off of it? But yeah, I've always considered cartoonists to be the modern day court jesters. And I would like to thank CNN for transcribing that term, modern day court jesters. They put Marvin Gaye court jester.
No, did they so really?
We are the Marvin Gaye court jesters. But yeah, I mean, we speak truth to power, and we use humor to do that. And I just see that the TV show as an extension of that. I want people to laugh more than anything, but then I want people to think too, and hopefully call stuff out, you know?
Watching the show, I felt like, you know, there is an optimism in the show that already kind of felt like a before times luxury in some ways. Like, does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And the show was written with the idea of that people are not paying attention to police brutality enough and not doing. So the fact that all this stuff happened over the summer, I remember just sending out a note to everybody going, we're going to watch the whole season play out before our very eyes, like right now.
Right.
Frankly, when people say, oh, how did you time it like this? And it's just like,
right.
You know what? This took place, to me, 20 years ago. Racism and police brutality are evergreen. I just wanted to make sure that the show didn't close the door. Like, right now is a moment for Black creators. And also, it's a moment for, I think, cartoonists, too, because everyone's looking for IP. Hollywood's looking for IP. I just didn't want to be one of the projects that closes the door on that opportunity, which is, like, I think it takes two flops. So hopefully, hopefully the door is still open for everybody else to get in and develop their stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Keith, it is such a pleasure to talk to you always. And thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you for having me on.
Keith Knight. He's the creator of Woke, a new series on Hulu. And he spoke with cartoonist Emily Flake of The New Yorker.
WNYC Studios is brought to you by ZBiotics. Seize the day after a night of drinks with ZBiotics Pre-Alcohol Probiotic Drink. ZBiotics was invented by PhD scientists to break down the byproduct of alcohol, which is most responsible for making you feel crummy the next day. Drink ZBiotics before your first drink, drink responsibly, and you'll wake up refreshed and ready to take on the day. Try it for yourself at zbiotics.com/WNYC and get 15% off your first order when you use WNYC at checkout. That's zbiotics.com/WNYC and use the code WNYC at checkout for 15% off.